What?
Up to 79 yet?
Wrapping up 78. Okay. So, how foolish are people? They miss the boat. And once you get involved in the body, in the goof is created with the koach of. Your safe is there. See on that side.
I was looking at this, but I should not have been looking at that.
No, that's right. As long as you don't look at that shelf, that's fine. That shelf is good. So the people get caught up in the goof, and once they get caught up in the goof, then the dark side takes over because you are strengthening
Hester.
the Hester Panim. Now, last three paragraphs, or last paragraph or so of 78, page Samech Vav in this print. Lo yichin b'yois ha'adam mashlit es nishmosoi. Not so is when a person is gives dominion to his neshama over his guf. Then he gets ha'aras panim. The shine of God comes over him. He come close to the level of angels. Tzaddikim can reach levels higher than angels, like the experience of the Jewish people at Sinai. Even in this goodness, Yesh Madrigas, Shazakulam Yisrael, and in this level, there are people are relating to their neshamais. There were levels. Going Dersh, Shal Moshe, Dersh, Shal David, Dersh, Shal Shlomo. The Kehilta was that Kol Adersh is Zochul LeToiva, and the Haya Kol Haaras Panav Yisbarach. Kfiilu Nishmasam Shehalu Avakach Maaseim. The good times were all times when the Jewish people were associating themselves with their tzad neshama, and that brought and developed more bracha in the world because you're being mechazik the tzad of bracha in the world. You're mechazik the tzad of godliness being apparent in this world. And you're relating and living with that. Oh, so then Hashem will shower us with much bracha. And that's what happened in those generations who were E. And take note, when you understand well the guf and neshama, umatz bihem behester upon
umatz
right, and they're such, whatever it is, where they come from. The way each one is established and where each one's coming from. Nobim mimela klali. Says it, says the Ramchal, the Yesod, if, as a general rule, you are noticing hard times amongst the Jewish people, it's because people are very gufdik, involved in their guf. So the tzad hashpah that they're strengthening is the tzad hashpah of Hester Panim. But if you see times in history that blessing is being showered on the Jewish people, that's because they're experiencing haras panim, and that comes from strengthening the tzad
Probably
neshama. Yeah,
that happened, that you could say the biggest example of that, I guess, is leaving Mitzrayim.
he's saying. I don't know, leaving Mitzrayim is a
Well,
little too
it's
fundamental for
from
him.
my entire, so that's
Leaving
what we're talking
Mitzrayim is very fundamental. I would say it's referring to the time period of Shlomo HaMelech. That was the time in history when the Jewish people were on top of the world.
as a people, or Shlomo HaMelech as a
As a
leader.
people, they were the role models of the planet Earth. Right, there were role models of planet Earth. Everyone wanted to come to them. They had all the money they wanted, all the success. Everything was going exactly the way they wanted. They were on top of the world. How central is man binyanav uvemaisav in his deeds? Tolei kol ha'olam v'chol ma she'nasa b'mer she'atzeif. This is a very nefesh hachayim type of concept. Yeah, Nefesh Hachayim didn't explain it like this, but he's saying that you see from here how central mankind is to how Hashem is going to end up running the world. So what we do in our little bubble really is going to affect the way Hashem is mashpia on the whole world. And he's explaining it. Nefesh Hachayim explains it like a puppet show, kind of. Yeah. You're pulling strings down here, which make you go up there. But he's learning much more.
Like a reverse puppet show.
Yeah. He's learning much more fundamental that you're mechazik tzad neshama versus tzad guf. That's mechazik tzad ha'aras panim versus tzad hester panim. Amar neshama, 79.
There's a difference?
Probably.
Between what?
No. Right there. 79. Amran Neshama. Vada Elam Dvar Misyashim Be'od Alamleich. Everything you're saying makes a lot of sense. Sits well with me. Liris Chachma Rabba Ba'anagoyis of Yisbarach. And I see the tremendous wisdom that Hashem put into the Bria. Ve'ich Nikshar Ran Dvar Misyashim. And things are tied into each other. Bria Sa'adam, mankind, Mechom Mikrav. Good. I'm pretty satisfied. Okay. I want to add on something. When you want to go analyze neshama and go further, you will appreciate even more. Let's analyze further how neshama and guf represent the two sides of hester panim and ha'aras panim. He called echad mehem nidoy b'chol inyanov al pi makoyrei. Each one relates to its sorts. V'yez etal mas b'chol inyanov ma'ela. V'loyoy. It was decreed by Hashem. Hashem wanted it to be that way, that these should control the hanhaga. Benimtza, now it comes out. Shemalvacha gof bav hester panim huvinyanav oid hu atzmai betchunase bechalakav tzir min hanhaga shlaser panim kula. Whoa. Okay. He just said a deep thing here. I tried, when I explained it, to not get into, not because like I was hiding it, because I don't really understand more than what I said, the relationship between the Shama Guf and the two sides of Hashem, Hester Panim and Ha'aras Panim. And the way we explained it was that Hashem has two returns to create the world, two conflicting desires when he created the world. One is to be seen and one is to be hidden. If we could see everything, it would be amazing, but then there's no makum for us to work. So he has to hide. But the purpose of hiding is so that we could reveal him through the hiding. So there's two, now, the hiding is not good because the hiding means we don't see him. Part of the hanhaga of Hashem in creating the hiding, the har, hester panim, was making a guf to block seeing the neshama. Neshama is coming from the higher panim. It's coming from Hashem's desire to create creatures like him that are purely spiritual. And that's the fight. Now he's saying furthermore. Saying, as a matter of fact, not just this comes from that and this comes from that, but rather the entire hester panim is represented in the guf. And the entire Ha'aras Panim is represented in the Neshama. Neshama embodies Be'etzim Ha'aras Panim, and the Guf embodies Be'etzim Hester Panim.
When we say that the idea of the Neshama, it's perfecting the Guf. So how we compare that to the goof itself elevates.
Right.
So how that relates to this concept.
Well, let's understand the concepts first before we ask questions. So I think what he's saying is that Hashem unbelievably, maybe Hashem could have created us differently. Maybe Hashem could have created that we are like a person riding a bicycle. Maybe we should be like a person riding a bicycle. Myself, without a bicycle, can't get anywhere. You wouldn't be able to walk. So Hashem could have made us with like a body, no feet, and you have a bicycle, and every person is born with a bicycle. Now, the bicycle would be the guf, and
Your torso would be.
the neshama would be on top of the bicycle. You could have made a person made up of two parts independently, and like that, right? And the neshama is this part, the guf is this part, and you know, like
Sami's
yeah. What's those things called? Werewolf or whatever.
Hermes.
Yeah, mermaid things, whatever. Hashem could have made that. Your top half is neshama, your bottom half is guf, and figure it out. But he didn't. How did he do it? He made it that the neshama is inside, the guf is the outside. So what do you see? Guf. What's hidden?
Sounds.
So, in this world, what do you see? The Ha'aras Panim or the Hester Panim? You see the Hester Panim. We don't see Ha'aras Panim.
But some people you can see that. So.
Exactly. So sometimes in life you also see it, but if you have to get to that moment in life. You don't see it all the time. So therefore, right. Hashem made the man that each part is the same way represented that it is in the world. It matches up. Just like in the world, there's a guf to the world and the neshama to the world. The hester panim was what we see. The ha'aras panim is hidden. Right? So too, in the person is that way. The ha'aras panim created the guf. And the hester panim is inside, the thing that we have to reveal and find. So in reality, it's not just that neshama comes from ha'aras panim and guf comes from hester panim, but actually the way that they're made and their function and their relationship actually mirrors ha'aras panim. It's a good piece.
It's a celebrity like he was created. It's like
Right.
Doesn't mean mirrors, like we're
We're functioning the same way the world
as the
does.
world functions. We're
Yeah.
many, many of them.
Yeah. Yeshka, very nice. We are up to eight in the middle, the first paragraph of the 80. Okay.